2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, sports fans, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled. Scott Mitchell, Alex Keery on the corner of Vivint and KSL Broadcast House, coming to you live right before the Jazz tip off. I have a question, Alex.
What up?
Okay, so you can't bring the bag into the arena.
Yeah.
And we watch these people come and go, and it's been that's almost as entertaining as the game. Are they required to wear masks still?
I think. Oh, that's a great question. I think they are.
Are they still?
Yeah, you got to get to the. You got. Are they wearing masks inside the stadium down? Yeah, they are. Okay. I've seen a lot of people walking by with them in their hand.
Right.
Because I think that it's
no one has it on.
That's not. I don't think that's not a Vivint Smart Home Arena or a Utah thing. It is the NBA.
NBA.
The NBA says this is how we do it, and that's why. I mean, when you and I went to a game not that long ago, they were. I mean, we were still full mask. Situation as a state.
Right.
But they had what was it, 6,500 fans. We went in there, and it was insane the amount of times that, like, there was a guy eating nuts next to us that they sold there in the arena. The roasted nuts, the ones that make you buy nuts because you're like, these are amazing. This guy had the cone out, and he's eating them. And so he had his mask down while he's eating them, and the guy's like, hey, man, you've been eating those nuts way too long, all right? You've had that mask down for like 15 minutes eating those nuts. And the guy's like, and so there was this little push and pull because the guy goes, well, I bought these. I just bought them. I'm eating them. What am I supposed to do? And then the guy's like, eat them. Let's go.
You ever have boiled peanuts? Speaking
Oh, yeah,
of
that's
nuts.
A southern situation.
It's a southern thing, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say this right now. I don't like them.
It's an acquired taste.
I don't like them.
As they say, it's a southern thing.
It's not just.
It's not a southern thing.
Scott, it's not boiled peanuts. It's boiled peanuts.
Boiled peanuts?
Boiled peanuts,
How about some collard greens?
Oh, I will eat some collard greens
all day, man.
I am telling you. Yeah. And that's on our plan, buddy.
I know.
We can eat the collard greens. Yeah. And I'd be like, look, throw a few extra in there. Because they cook down, you know, like the spinach. All right. I'm glad we had this talk. I want to have this talk now. And here's the thing that I've been interested in, and that is the Arizona State Athletics Department, the football team, is being looked at pretty hard because they're under investigation for recruiting violations during the COVID dead period, the time where you weren't supposed to be able to really do any recruiting and certainly not host any recruits. They were apparently recruiting and having players visit during that dead time. I don't know what that would – I mean, that was March 2020, the dead period began. I don't know what that means going forward in terms of, like, how busted they're going to be for, whatever they pulled off. But it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing for Arizona State. Herm Edwards, as you put it, Reverend Herm, maybe not pulling off the all the right things
maybe
there.
Maybe Reverend Herm needs to repent.
Oh, no, listen.
Yes, a lot of repenting going on.
I don't know. I mean, these take a while, but they've been reporting that these are considered major violations too, by the way, because it's not just that they violated the recruiting stuff, but they also had guys coming out during COVID, which is a bad deal.
Yeah, I think that it's hard to know what you're doing is, you can have a violation and you don't even know. I mean, you talk to someone in the wrong time, offered to say, hey, can I get your lunch? I mean, there's just a lot of significant rules. And, of course, they're there because people tried to bend the rules. I'm sure that Arizona State is not innocent in this situation. And I'm sure they're probably looking
they
for
knew
ways.
What, they knew what
they
the rules
like,
were.
They were like, oh, yeah. We didn't realize that. We didn't know that, and just kind of plead ignorance and kind of beg for forgiveness as opposed to asking for permission.
Mm-hmm.
And, you have a coach like Herm Edwards. and he's a great guy and all that stuff, but he comes from an NFL mindset, and that NFL mindset is whatever advantage I can figure out and I can gain on my opponent, I'm going to do it. And you know, and there are a lot of things that are passed down from generation to generation, just like in baseball.
Right, yep.
You know, and that stuff happens in the NFL as well. So when you come from that mindset, because Herm Edwards didn't go to Arizona State to be average to have a job. He went there to compete and build up a program, and he's going to figure out any possible way he can do that. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. But they are certainly not innocent in this by any means. You know, like the girl said, I ate a burrito.
Oh,
so
no,
I tested positive.
So I forgot
for
about
performance
that.
Enhancing.
She's
drugs.
Like, I told the Olympic Committee that I had a burrito. They should have understood. I feel bad for it because I don't know what the science is on all that either. But
a burrito? Come on, you don't get performance enhancing issues from a burrito.
Apparently, this type of pork, Scott, you can find that it has high levels of
the pork has high levels of pork in it.
That's right. It's got some sort of a steroid in it. I don't know. That's why you eat the pork sandwich, by the way, or the pork burrito right before that race. No, but I was going to bring up was, here's what Yahoo is actually reporting. They cited multiple players visited, you know, during that dead period that they were supposed to not be, visiting as recruits.
Mm-hmm.
They say at least 30 recruits came through during that dead period. This isn't like a – and then the entire athletic staff is looking around going, we knew we weren't doing the right thing. Everybody's looking around going, they're doing their save your butt thing because they're trying to make sure that they don't get in trouble for this thing. And, I mean, Arizona State, who's been on the rise, who has been absolutely improving over the last few years, this could be an absolute major setback because the NCAA will rip any sort of bowl appearances, that kind of stuff, immediately.
They can't win a conference. You know, it's like, well, you can play the games, but you don't count.
Right.
You know, so it kind of becomes a weird thing. It's – you know, it's unfortunate it's that way, but, you know, Arizona State is probably one of the tougher teams in the Pac-12 and the Pac-12 South, which Utah is going to have to face. And so it'll be curious to see what kind of impact that's going to have on their standing and even this season. What does it mean?
You know, I think about where all the rules, you know, kind of roll out. And during COVID, everybody just had to put everything on pause and say, hey, everybody's doing this pause thing, and so I guess we don't have an advantage. But bringing everything almost to a screeching halt is a bad deal, and it's not good. But when one team just says, "Yeah," while everybody else is not recruiting, and think about these high school recruits
too. You can't do it. You can't bring these people in.
I know.
And you can't visit. I mean,
here's the worst part of it too.
That's like a government issue.
You know who's complicit in this too? Mom and dad, right? Of those 30 recruits plus, you know, every one of those. Their family members, their high school coaches knew they were going, you know. Everybody knew what was kind of going on, and they just kept it hush-hush. But how are you going to keep 30-plus recruits hush-hush about this?
And
you're not going to get all 30 of those guys.
And it's hard if you're a kid being recruited in COVID because having those in-person visits and going to the schools and having that communication, and that's a big part of the process. These kids are easily swayed and influenced, and when you're recruiting a guy, when they talk about recruiting a guy hard, man, they're on him, and they're finding any possible way to communicate, to stay in touch with them, to let them know that, you know, we value you, and that goes all the way through to the very end. I would imagine it would be very unnerving as a coach to go, all right, we're just not going to talk to you guys, and that'd be a tough thing. It'd be hard to do.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not validating and saying it's okay.
No.
It's hard.
Look, we talk about how you would have been better off paying guys under the table than you would inviting them to your campus.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like this is how bad the look is that everybody looks at that and goes, oh no, you're all going to get in trouble because this is beyond, a violation of what they're trying to do in college football. All right. So we'll see how that thing pans out. I don't know what it's going to end up happening from it, but the NCAA is all over this thing. And, they say, now here's my favorite part about all these stories, Scott. Not sure as to what level of involvement Herm Edwards is in all of this.
Of course, yes.
That's how you do it. You go, hey, just keep me away from it. That's what Rick Pitino's thing was,
too.
See
Dave Bliss and see how these
on.
Coaches try to cover their tracks.
There's no way you can get away with that kind of stuff. Let's take the break here. When we come back, yeah, the Jazz are almost underway here. They're underway, it looks like, across the street. But, man, it took them long enough. When we come back, we've got our NFL roundup to get to. We've got our two-minute drill. We've got all sorts of stuff we want to still address. So stay right here with us. More to go. It's KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, news, traffic, and weather coming at you right now.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.